How did you get involved, you and Ed, in the Amityville Horror case?
Well, by that time, George, let me put it this way. We realized that these homes had different types of phenomena in them. It wasn't all ghosts. It wasn't all spirits of once living people who were, for one reason or another, were not accepting their death and going on. In houses where you would see things move by themselves while you were there, not things that you felt were moved by any type of spirit activity. And you would see children, younger children, and that is when we first witnessed poltergeist activity and could see things actually go right across the room in front of us. And then when we began to realize also that in homes that we would go into where very heavy objects moved, heavy objects such as a refrigerator lifting up and moving, furniture moving across the room, and things like this, we knew that there was more than one category.
How close was the movie, The Amityville Horror, to the real case that you and Ed investigated?
I hope and pray that this new one coming out on April 15th, that Brad Fuller came here to interview me concerning. Mm-hmm. I hope and pray that it is going to be more to the reality of what truly happened to the Lutz family.
Was it more in reality? Was it more horror? And was the movie, the original movie, more Hollywood, do you think?
Let me say this. If the movie had ever been portrayed in the manner that it really happened to George and Kathy, it would have been far more terrifying.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to read, Lorraine, just a portion of the transcript of the phone conversation, the frantic phone call that came into police.
Okay.
And here it goes. The operator answers, "This is the Suffolk County Police. May I help you?" A man says, "We have a shooting here." DeFeel. Operator says, "What is your name?" The man says, "Joey Yeswit." Operator, "Can you spell that?" Man, "Yeah. Yeswit. Operator, "Yes, man. Yeswit. The operator, "Wit, your phone number." The man, "I don't know if it's here. I don't know if it's here," he says. "There, I don't know. I have a phone number I don't know." "Okay, where are you calling from?" The man, "It's in Amityville. Call up the Amityville police. It's right off of Ocean Avenue in Amityville." The operator, "Austin, Ocean Avenue. What the Ocean Avenue?" They're yelling at each other. The man comes down and says, "It's a shooting. There's a shooting. Anybody hurt?" "Yeah, everybody's dead." "What do you mean everybody's dead?" "I don't know what happened. Kid come running into the bar. He says everybody in the family was killed, and we came down here." "Hold on a second, sir," says the operator. A police officer now takes over the call. "Hello?" The man, "Hello, what's your name?" "Well, my name is Joe Yeswit." The officer says, "George Edwards?" The man screams back, "No, Joe Yeswit. How do you spell it?" The man is getting very perturbed. "How many times do I have to tell you?" He spells it again. And then they go on and on to talk about that case. But like you said, Lorraine, if the movie had ever been portrayed in the real way, I think it would have scared the heck out of everybody.
Oh, it would have. It would have. See, when people witness something of this nature, like George and Kathy witnessed in that home and their children, when you witness something like that, you can never actually ever be the same again, because the powers of evil are so strong in a case like this, so strong that it's been embedded into the very foundation of that area right there.
Have you ever been harmed, Lorraine, because of what you've been doing, or Ed?
Yes, we both have.
Oh my, what happened?
Yes, we both have. Well, Ed's been thrown across the room. It's been pushed down a flight of stairs. Ed's had his forearm cut when he put his hands up to avoid being hit by an object, and it was in the form of like an upside-down cross. And we were involved in an investigation of a satanic site where an idol was found, and it was brought here to the museum on our property. The police brought it here, and we were involved in the research of that, and that was, the vibes from that were positively unbelievable, because there were probably sacrifices that were made. I'm not saying it was human sacrifices.
Could have been animal, right?
But it could have been animal sacrifices.
Yeah. You know, in some of these movies I see, and I get back to Hollywood again, the things that seem to be frightening to me are these demonically possessed animals. You know, like in The Omen and things like that. You see a dog.
You're referring like a werewolf?
A werewolf or a Rottweiler that you know might be the devil or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those are scary.
Yeah, they are scary. Of course, but I want you to know that in 50-some years of research, we only were ever able to document one case of lycanthropy.
Just one?
One case.
So what does that tell you, the fact that only one?
Well, we were to document.
Yeah.
You must document it, you know, in order to have an exorcism performed.